Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, Pos estai tuta, how can this be? Mary's question to Gabriel seems a strange focus for our attention on this festival day. Yet it is one of the most difficult parts of our text. Though at first glance this may seem a natural enough response to a very supernatural announcement, consider it more carefully. How strange is it really for someone to speak to a young engaged woman about the future joys of marriage, including the joy of having a child? The angelic announcement does, after all, come in future tense verbs. Though Mary is not yet married and has therefore not yet begun to share her husband's home with him, she is not exactly single, is she? If her concern were simply timing, why didn't she ask, "When will this be? I'm not even married yet." If, as has been suggested from time to time, though without any support from the text, Mary had already decided on a life of perpetual virginity, then why didn't she ask, "How can this be? For I don't plan on ever knowing a man." If her concern was the kind of child promised to her, why didn't she ask, "How can this be? We're not royalty." It is possible, and even understandable, of course, that Mary could have simply panicked. Were we confronted by this announcement and this announcer, we would likely do the same. Still, when Peter panics on the Mount of Transfiguration, Luke tells us very plainly that Peter didn't know what he was saying. Why wouldn't Luke do the same for us here? Well, two things come to mind rather quickly. Though I should say first that we can dismiss as unsatisfactory and unsatisfying those explanations which see the whole pericope as a purely literary creation. Now, first of all, Mary seems to expect the immediate fulfillment of this promise. Otherwise, she might simply have responded, "I can't wait," a response that seems somewhat closer in spirit to her hymn of praise, which follows shortly. Although Mary's simple confidence that the Lord will fulfill what he promises reminds us of many of the mothers in the Old Testament, in this particular respect, it's hard not to see a resemblance to the mother of all. How are we to read Genesis 4:1 if not with the understanding that Eve thought the fulfillment of the Lord's promise to her would take place in her own lifetime and in her own womb? Secondly, the only way to make sense of Mary's question in its context seems to be something like this: "How can this be? How can I be the one to whom such a promise would be given? I'm not the right kind of person. I'm not ready. I'm not qualified. Your timing is all off. Maybe someday, but not now. There's nothing I can do, given who and what I am, to bring this about. So you can't possibly mean me. Perhaps you should come back when I'm Mariam to Yosef, Mrs. Joseph." How can this be? A Lenten cross and a white stole, glorias interrupting our Kyries, angels shouting and virgins singing when we need quiet to remember that we are nothing but dust. Imagine yourself at the funeral of a loved one, and in the middle of the service, you hear a phone chirp, and then some guy you don't even recognize suddenly stands up and announces, "Good news, everybody, I got my promotion." That's what this day feels like. What can it possibly have to say for itself, interrupting us like this on day 32 of our fast? What promise, what news could be so good that we could justify dropping what we're doing and hearing it? Well, just this. What did you think that Lent was going to do for you this year? Did you think that if you focused more, read more, gave up more, repented more, that this Lent would be different? That this Lent would make Easter new again? That it would make you new again? Lent began with our God telling us to return, to come home. And with joy and enthusiasm, we set off running to our waiting Father. But we are the prodigals who faint on the road, who give up, who turn aside, who simply get distracted and forget where we were going. And so the one who thundered, "Return," now trumpets, "Look, I am coming to you." What are we celebrating today after all? Not the death of our Lord, whereby he gives his life as a ransom, saves the lost sheep, and gathers all men to himself. Not the speaking forth of the words of eternal life or the showing forth of the Father. Not his baptism, whereby he takes upon himself the sins of the world with the loving approval of his Father. Not even his birth, which called for a full angelic chorus rather than a solo soprano. No, today we celebrate the announcement that someone is going to be born who is going to do something. But so wonderful is this someone, and so astounding is this something, that the very announcement of it, the very promise of it, justifies dropping everything and celebrating. It is the Lord's timing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. How can this be? How can it be to us that such a promise should come? How can it be that it should give us such joy to overpower, even if only for a moment, our proper sorrow for our sin? We are not the right kind of people. We are people who are sorry and want to do better, or at least want to do better. We are still busy scouring and scrubbing, still fasting and praying, still trying to come to ourselves so that we can go home. There is still nothing we can do to bring any of this about. Wouldn't it be better if he were to wait until we were ready to help him? But this promise is for mothers, not for midwives. He comes not so that we may assist with the birth, but so that he may be born in us. How can this be? How can the Holy One of God come and make his dwelling in people like you and me? This is the work of the Holy Spirit. This is the power of the Most High. How can a girl, a virgin, suddenly find herself the mother of God? How can the mourner and the penitent suddenly find himself singing for joy? How can this promise be mine? With God, nothing is impossible. Where God comes down, where he overshadows, all is possible. May it be to us according to his word. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.